Three Steps Forward, Two Steps Back by Charles Swindoll. Chapter 9, Inferiority, Contagious Plague of Self-Doubt. A man paid a visit to his local psychologist. When the doctor asked him what had prompted the visit, the man said, "I'm suffering from an inferiority complex." In the ensuing weeks, the psychologist put his new patient through an intensive battery of tests. Next came the long wait while the test results were tabulated and appropriate correlations were made. Finally, the doctor called the man and asked him to return to the clinic. "I have some interesting news for you," the doctor began. "What's that?" asked the man. "It's no complex," the psychologist retorted. "You are inferior." Certainly, there is no question that some of us have infinitely more to feel inferior about than others. Abraham Lincoln was wrong. All men are not created equal when it comes to various mental and physical capabilities. But we do have far more natural endowments than most of us will ever need. For example, did you know that there is enough atomic power in one human body to destroy the city of New York? A brilliant scientist some time ago told me some astounding facts concerning the power of the human mind. He said, "It is almost impossible to calculate this phenomenon, but as best as I can figure it, if we could build an electronic computer that could do all the human mind could do, it would be a building about a city block wide and deep and 22 stories high." The power of the human body and mind is nothing short of incredible. Yet, in spite of this, many people cower in timidity and inferiority. Before we look at the lives of three men in Scripture, two who had the problem and did not conquer it, and one who could have had the problem but did not cultivate it, let us make a few general observations about inferiority complex. Some helpful observations. First of all, inferiority feelings are not necessarily related to intelligence. Interesting studies have been done on human behavior as it relates to intelligence. Often those who were highly intelligent, 130 IQ and above, suffered from more inferior feelings than those beneath that mark. In fact, they suffered a great deal more than the others. And those who had a relatively low intelligence quotient often had relatively few problems with feelings of inferiority. A second observation is that an inferiority complex is not always noticed on the surface. People usually mask it in a number of interesting ways. A common cover-up is adopting the personality type we frequently call the superiority complex, the boisterous type of person who seems always on top of things. These people frequently have inferior self-images, but you wouldn't catch it on the surface. Another mask is that of sarcasm. A sarcastic manner is often nothing more than a cover-up or a compensation for inferiority feelings. A third observation, or clarification, is that this is certainly not unique to the non-Christian world. We Christians wrestle with the problem just as much, or perhaps even a bit more, than non-Christians. I am acquainted with a man who played professional basketball for the Boston Celtics. He was not on the starting five, but he was an excellent substitute, probably number 6 or 7, and played in nearly every game. He was in a church I served years ago in Waltham, Massachusetts. I will never forget asking him on one occasion to lead in prayer. He is a born-again man and certainly has a witness for Christ, but I have never seen a person struggle like that man struggled to lead in public prayer. And it was not a big church meeting, it was just a small group gathering. Shortly after the meeting ended, he said to me, "Hey, come here, Chuck." I walked over to him. "Yes?" He said quietly, "Would you mind not doing that again?" Beads of perspiration covered his forehead. His neck was red all round his collar. He really was distressed. He went on to tell me that he suffered from inferiority feelings. that he was working on it, but was not very far down the road. Candidly, I was shocked. This NBA star was good-looking, big, popular, and multi-talented. His inferiority was the best-kept secret in the church.